Chapter 4, Lesson 1, Uncovering Clues to Our Past. Reading from page 91. Clues from Archaeology. Archaeologists learn about ancient human cultures by studying the artifacts that those cultures left behind. Using this and other methods, archaeologists and historians have put together a good picture of the last few thousand years of human history. But the farther back in time we go, the more incomplete is the evidence available to archaeologists. To learn about our earliest ancestors, archaeologists rely on their analysis of fossil bones, tools, and other artifacts. Fossil finds. Archaeologists rarely find complete fossil skeletons. Instead, they usually find bone fragments, so small that few people would even notice them. They fit these bone fragments together like the pieces of a puzzle. All of the pieces together might form the back of a skull, a jawbone with a few teeth, or part of a leg bone and kneecap. To the untrained eye, fossil bones are not much to look at. However, a trained scientist can learn a lot about our ancestors from these bones. Take a look at the Lucy skeleton on the right. By piecing together these bone fragments, Johnson and Gray found that Lucy was only about 3.5 feet tall, shorter than an average 5-year-old today. Scientists also gathered many other bits of information about Lucy by carefully analyzing the bones. From the shape of the pelvic bone, they could tell that she was female. From the size and shape of the leg bones, they determined that she walked upright and was about 25 years old when she died. And finally, the skull bones provided clues about the size of her brain, approximately one-third the size of the brain of modern humans. Sometimes scientists find other artifacts along with fossil bones. In 1961, Louis and Mary Leakey, a husband and wife team working in Eastern Africa, found fossil bones in the same layer of earth with simple stone tools. The Leakeys concluded that the fossils were the remains of early humans who had made and used these tools. They gave these early people the name Homo habilis, which means handy human. Scientists use a two-word Latin name, such as Homo habilis, to distinguish one species or type of organism from another. The first word is the name of the genus, the large group to which the species belongs. The second word describes a characteristic of the individual species. In addition to tools, archaeologists sometimes find the crushed bones of animals that were eaten by early human ancestors. They may also find ashes from prehistoric campfires. They combine the evidence they find with fossils and tools to put together a picture of how our ancestors changed over time.